And now to announce the title of most versatile actor, Zayn.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I'm right here to present you guys with the award for the most versatile actor. Yeah. So, I'm getting a little nervous right now to present you with this one. As you can tell, I'm stumbling over my words. But, so, help me out here. I have the one and only, the main Brain McLean from the WSL. So, yeah. Hi, everybody. Hi. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I'm helping this moronic idiot. Wait, whoa. Why did you just call... I'm not a moronic idiot, you moron. You could have really fooled me, man. You really could have fooled me. Because, yeah, do we really have to go there on how moronic you are? Okay, seriously, dude, shut up. At least I didn't lose to a blind person. He's got me there. Now, whatever. So, let's move on here, shall we? I think these people are getting bored enough from your lame-ass jokes.
Yeah, lame. Not much, sheesh. You're evil.
I know. It comes with the cost of being on this WSL program. Yeah.
Alright, so, let's go without further ado. So, the nominations are
for the VH Most Versatile Voice Actor
is Gavirok.
It's Gavirok, you moron.
Whatever. It's Gavirok. Sorry, my bad.
Bogus Bryson.
Heaven Incarnate.
Rygai.
And Apotheria. So,
the winner
of the Most Versatile Voice Actor for 2011 on the VH Awards is
Rygai. Alright, now that I said it, can I go now? Please, can I go? Yeah, I need to go. This is just boring the crap out of me already.
Alright, go. We already announced the winner, so yeah, so Rygai, come on up here. You're awesome. And I gotta go see what the hell's up with freaking main Brain. Make sure everything's okay. I think. I'm not sure anymore. So come up and make your speech. And congratulations on winning.
Yeah, congratulations, you moron.
Main Brain,
shut up.
Thank you. Wow. This is kind of cool. This is the second year in a row I've gotten this one. Most versatile actor. Jeez. I've just had plenty of fun over the last, like, 8-9 years that I've been doing this voiceover stuff. Just having a, you know, blast with the variety of stuff I've been able to do, all the different kinds of roles, and...
Hell yeah, motherfucker! This shit is awesome, man!
Drek, dude, it's okay, dude. I got this, okay?
What are you saying? You don't need me?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Thanks. So, anyway, I'd like to
Are you sure, Rygai? Because, I mean, I could just stand up here and, you know, provide some much-needed comic relief.
No, Drag, look. Look at this award, okay? The whole point of this award is it's most versatile actor. That means I'm not just a one-trick pony. And if I keep just falling back, relying on you every time to pull me out of a jam, then I look like a one-card deck. And, you know, I can't be having that.
Oh, yeah, I guess I get it. Yeah, because you're not a one-instrument band.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're no one-hit wonder.
See, now that's the spirit.
You're no one-word novel.
Yeah, see, I'm glad that you get it. Now,
not a one-bean, three-bean casserole.
Okay, yeah, I guess so, sure.
No one-person country of China?
All right, kind of reaching with that one, but okay, so...
No one-woman wiener?
Not at all, couldn't be further off target.
No one racist clan rally?
Okay, that's enough, Drek.
No one sheep orgy?
That's enough! Oh, good lord, what is wrong with you? Now, could you just let me do my thing up here myself?
All right, fine, whatever, I know where I'm not wanted. Didn't want to be part of your stupid... awesome acceptance speech anyway. Just go ahead.
All right, thank you, Drek. I appreciate it. Now, I'd just like to take this opportunity...
Let me tell one joke. They'll fucking love this shit, okay? Come on.
Son of a bitch. Hey, Drek, come here a sec. Hey, does this rag smell like chloroform to you?
I don't know. Let me see. Yeah, I guess a little. Why? What are you...
Okay, so I would just like to thank Dylan and Tregatree for all the different opportunities they've given me through ACT IT. My girlfriend Brittany for always being so patient and loving when I'm recording in the other room here. All the other people I've worked with, all the people who've either cast me from auditions or scouted me and, you know, given me all these different chances to broaden my repertoire. And you, the listeners, for apparently enjoying the hell out of it. Special shout out to my official stalker, Sakasa Jine. You're awesome. So, yeah, enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you all very much. Peace!
To announce the title of the most versatile actress of VH, Scarlett.
Hi, Scarlett here to present the award for the most versatile actress. And the nominees are Brie, Rachelular, Sasia, Ambie Lee, and Eileen Monty. And the winner is Eileen Monty! Also, I think Dylan is the most attractive and epic guy ever. She won't ever get enough once she gets a little touch.
If I had it my way, you know that I'd make a say. Oh, thank you everyone for this award. I'm so proud of myself for it. I'm obviously Eileen Monty. Tea and crumpets, a bunch of British stereotypes. I want to thank England for housing me. I want to thank Australia for being the place where we put all our convicts back in the day. You really cleaned up England, let me tell you. I want to thank America for breaking up with us, because without you, we would not be as strong as we are now, you little shitheads. Most of all, I want to thank all of you VHers for not being as talented as me and my British ways. Thank you very much, and have a nice day. Never get enough once she gets a little touch. If I had it my way, you know that I'd make a say. For the announcement of the best WTF production, MCBFF, and Pop Tart.
What is this?
I think we're, like, doing something here.
What is we doing?
I don't know. I don't really remember how I got here.
Is this Rabbit?
Maybe. No, it's that other show with the it at the end. With the...
What?
You know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Wait, what are these? This, like, card thing? What's that?
Yeah, we're gonna play spades.
Oh, okay. But it's in, like, an envelope.
Well, open it.
It says do not open until... time to announce something. I can't read this.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Here, take it.
Alright. Oh, we're supposed to read this.
Okay.
I is here to present. We present an award.
Oh, for that thing?
Yeah, best.
With the thing on
best what the f production.
Yeah, that. Oh, okay.
What the f?
You know, I'm gonna win this one.
Why is you even present an award? Why is you present an award you's nominated for?
Because I'm.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, because they think I'm that cool, and they didn't want to waste time with somebody else presenting.
They didn't ask me to do that.
Well, because I'm better than you, so.
That's bullshit.
That's what you think.
Alright, whatever. Just read the... we is here to present best what the production, and the nominees is... You read the first one.
I can't... Hold on. I don't see it. I can't read it.
Rachelular...
Oh, and yeah, that's me. Oh, no, wait, that's not me. But it is
Pop-Tart
me.
For the Stalker Show.
Yeah.
The Pot for Castlevania. I didn't know he could make video games.
He can make video games?
Apparently.
That's weird.
Miss Conti for Miss Conti's Christmas Special. Uh, Saigano.
Serenity.
For
Utah. It's like Utah, but like.
For Utah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. And also, Blackjack AV for Antoine Dobson? ?
Whoa, you said that really quickly.
Yeah. And the winner is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you want to announce it or should I?
Well, I know who's going to win, so.
Go ahead.
All right. It's me.
No, that is not correct.
What? Yes, it is.
Let me look. No, that is not correct. Unless your name is Miss Conti.
No, let me see that. Give it.
No, it's not.
No, give it to me. You're wrong. You're lying. I won.
Now you ripped it.
You're just trying to trick me. I'm just going to go ahead and accept it.
No, you can't.
I'm the best. Why can't I? Why would anyone vote for anyone besides me?
Go ahead.
All right. So, apparently, somebody else thinks they won, but, like, everyone knows that I'm the best, so I'm just gonna...
Yo, Pop-Tart.
What?
I'm gonna let you finish, but Miss Conti had the best special, the best WTF production of all times, and she is the winner. I'm sorry. Come up here, Miss Conti.
Excuse my charisma, vodka with a spritzer, swagger down pat, call my shit Patricia, Young Money Militia, and
oh my fucking god. I can't fucking believe I won this fucking award. Shit. Oh my god. Hold on, girl. Gotta pat my weave. Oh my god. First of all, thank you. I wanna thank my motherfucking cousin, Show Cantel Brown, for doing my weave for this show. Okay. I want to thank my baby daddy, whoever it is. Either you, Sakano, or read to me. You can read to me when you've... Okay, I'm not going to say that. Ooh, shit. I want to thank my Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior up on heaven. And, I want to thank my motherfucking fans because y'all the motherfucking ones who voted me and shit. And I love y'all. And I'm going to do something special for y'all. I don't know what that special thing is yet. I still got to go steal it from the store. But it's going to be something. So, anywho, thank y'all bitches. Be on the lookout for my new show and shit. Cunkin', what the fuck is a cunkin'? Cooking, motherfucker. Cooking with Cunty. Okay? Okay. Talk to y'all later. Double kisses. Mwah, mwah. Bye-bye. Cause the F is my finisher. So misunderstood, but what's the world without enigma? Two bitches at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted.
Hello, everybody, and I hope you guys are having an awesome time right now. Woo! Virtual award shows. Yeah. So I'm gonna be announcing for y'all the song of the year. And our nominees are Dr. Awesome with Friends on the Other Side, Sasia with Ignorance, Rochelle with In My Head, Turtle with Makes Me Wanna Die, and Ailey Monty with Hurt. And the winner of this year's song of the year is Rochelle with In My Head.
FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me. So come on again, come on your lips, fuck
that. Song of the year. I feel bad talking about this. I don't know why. This cover is probably one of the things I'm most proud of. Since I've been at VH, I've never been somebody who can do harmonies really well. I'm not good at that kind of stuff, at all. And then ever since I've come here, I've been really working hard on singing and getting better at stuff. I found that, like, I've gotten better at doing harmonies, and so the fact that I was able to do harmonies in this made me really happy. The uniqueness of the piano cover was just a really cool thought to me. I've never really done anything like this, and now, of course, I do them all the time, and you're like, oh my god, shut up, stop with the piano covers. Because I think they're really cool. But, so this is, like, the first thing I've done that I've been super proud of, and I've listened to and said, hey, this is cool. I sound good on this. So it really means a lot to me that you would, that everybody would acknowledge something that I did that I'm really proud of and say that, hey, you deserve an award for this. So thanks.
Announcing Duet of the Year, Read to Me.
Hi, everyone. This is Read to Me. I have the distinct honor this year of announcing the VH 2010 Awards for Duet of the Year. Our nominations for this year, Snow and Blackjack for the song Billionaire, Dylan and Cecilia for the song Airplanes, Aria and Clary for the song Uprising, Ambi and Satoto for the song Me, and Afrogoth and Beloved for the song Ain't No Sunshine. And the winner of the 2010 VH Award for Duet of the Year, Aria and Clary for Uprising!
My name is Aria.
Hi, my name is Princess Clary.
Thank you so much for voting for us. It was really an honor.
I know, it's so nice of them. Oh, we really sang really well together, didn't we, Aria?
Yeah, we did. So pretty awesome.
Alright, I'm gonna go and prance off into the wilderness now.
Alright, I'm gonna go ride my motorcycle. Bye.
Bye, thank you.
Da da dum dum da 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 dum. All right, I'm not even gonna try to do some joke about composing. That was the joke. Ha ha ha! All right. So this year's Composer of the Year nominees are Druox, Traviata, MCBFF, Mega Dizzy, and Sexy Girl. And the winner of this Composer of the Year is Traviata! Yay! I swear I'm more enthusiastic than that.
So, wow. Thank you guys so much. This gives me a lot of confidence in my ability as a writer / producer, knowing that y'all thought I was worth voting for. And most of all, I think I should thank you all for listening to my stuff and giving me so much honest and constructive feedback. Really, that's something I've only found at VH, like not on YouTube or the VAA or anything. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. So thanks a lot for that. Yeah. Yay! Hooray!
Guess who's back? Back again. I am back. Yeah, I am. Guess who's... Okay, anyway. So, I am here to present again Male Vocalist of the Year. And our nominees for that are... Dylan Collins, Read to Me, Satoto, Genesis, and Russ. And dramatic pause. The winner is Satoto.
Okay, so you know all those other times when I said, like, wow, this is such an honor? Actually, you probably don't. Okay, here's a little bit of inside information, and I don't care if they pull me down from the podium. If we got first or second in a category, they had us record anyway, so I've been recording for a few. I won't tell them which ones, unless they announce the Oh, they'll announce the nominees. Oh, shit, be real. Okay, anyway. This is, for me, the biggest honor. Male Vocalist of the Year. I am so ecstatic to be possibly receiving, well, if this is getting played, I am so happy that I got this award. Thanks. But in all seriousness, this is a great honor. This is one of the most versatile awards I could have gotten. And as a collaborative artist who does much more than just, and there's nothing wrong with it, but I dabble in theater work, movie work, and voice acting, and singing, dancing. And as someone who just tries to do as much as possible in all of the creative arts, this really means a lot. And I thank you for casting your votes, and I thank Dylan, who created Virtual Hollywood, of course, is the only time I'm going to thank you. I'm not thanking you in those other awards. I thank everyone in VH. I thank Jesus up on high. I thank my mom and dad, who you don't know except if you're Omi or Pot. I thank Omi and Pot for bringing out my inner manliness and most likely the reason I got nominated for Sexy Male Voice. Unless I wasn't supposed to say that. Either way, thanks so much, guys, and I really hope I can work with some of you out there. I see some guys sitting out in the crowd, but yeah. On any other award show, I couldn't take up needless time like this. They'd kick my ass off the podium in 2 seconds. But you know what? This is a radio show. Yeah. So thanks again, guys, and keep on acting.
Announcing Female Vocalist of the Year, Gildragon.
One thing Voice Hollywood is definitely not short of is amazing female vocalists. This year, 5 women have been nominated for the category of Best Female Vocalist of the Year. Every single one of these people is almost their own celebrity on Voice Hollywood. You can hardly go anywhere on Voice Hollywood or listen to a show without hearing at least one of these people. They are very involved, very pertinent, and very good at singing. This year, the nominees are Beloved Star, Rochellular, Princess Clary, Aria, and Ambi. Each one of these people have displayed extraordinary talent that nearly anyone would be hesitant to go up against them. Almost their own force. It would be amazing to hear a collab between the 5 of them, actually. That being said, the winner of this year's female vocalist on Voice Hollywood is Rochellular. Congratulations, Rochellular. You deserved it. Will you come again? It's hard to say. I surely hope so.
Will you come again? It's hard to say. Okay, I really don't think I deserve Female Vocalist of the Year. First of all, I'm up against incredibly talented people. Princess Clary. You're incredible, and you intimidate me so much. Everything that you do is so phenomenal, and you always sound beautiful, and whenever people critique you or say bad things about your songs, it's just because they're nitpicking and are also secretly jealous. And Aria, you've made me cry. Like, legitimately cry. You've moved me so much with your singing. I just think you're an incredibly talented singer, and I think you've improved a lot since Sing at 8. Like, the stuff that you do now, I feel like is 10 times better. Not that you were bad on Sing at 8, but you've gotten so much better. Ambi, you're, like, amazingly talented, too. You completely won Perform It and totally deserve to. You just have, like, so much talent. Like, you're such a good performer and singer, and you're such a fun, happy person, and I really like you. And Beloved Star, you totally deserved to win Sing at 8 as well. Like, you're an incredible singer, and I feel honored by the fact that I've competed with all you guys, and I can't believe that I'm winning this award over you guys, because I really don't think that I deserve it. So, thank you for giving it to me, because it really does mean a lot. I work hard to make songs sound good, and I know they don't always sound good, but I like to try. And I want to keep getting better, and that's why I do shows and judge shows, because I think judging helps you hear what other people are doing that you can improve on too, and then also competing helps you learn what you can improve on directly. And I think that people have noticed getting better at singing and stuff. Like, in my gospel choir at school, we were doing solos, and I, like, got one this time, and that's never happened before. And I think I've just, like, improved a lot. And this is the first place that has ever recognized any sort of good singing from me. Like, I wasn't ever really recognized in high school, and even in college I've had smaller parts, but, I mean, parts nonetheless. So this is the first place where I've kind of ever felt confident about it. So I really thank you.